Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us all to stand up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us all stand up in the name of Jesus. And I want to lift the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. The Bible says there is a name that is lifted high above every other name. Praise be to God. And that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready to lift the name of Jesus? Praise be to God. And I want us to shout this name. Hallelujah. Because this name, it is the name that has the power. It is the name that can heal you. It is the name that will save our people. It is the name that will deliver us. The name of Jesus has the answer. Jesus is the answer to every situation. Jesus is the answer to every equation. Time we lift the name of Jesus. Every time we wake up, let us lift the name of Jesus. In the noontime, let us lift the name of Jesus. Oh, hour, let us lift the name of Jesus. Are you ready to lift this name?
Yes. Amen.
So this is how we do it back home. Hallelujah. Can you do your heart like this? We did it last time and you can remember the name of Jesus. We are here because of the name of. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. I don't need to shout louder than you. Are you ready to shout this? Praise be to God. If actually we do that and go home, we are blessed. Praise be to God. Are you ready to lift the name of Jesus? Let's go again. One, three. We are here because of the name of. We are here because of the name of. We shall make it in the name of. We shall succeed in the name of. Pigia Yesu shangwe na vigeregere in the house of God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You may now have your seat in the presence of God. And Pastor said, moto iko hapa mbele. So if you can be able to come here in this seat, it will be good. It will be okay. I want to honor the man of God. Thank you so much. Pastor Kingori, I just met you today and I thank God for you. Pastor Tony, thank you for bringing me to this place and giving me this pulpit to speak the word of God, and your wife, of course. Catherine, I honor you. Thank you for the good job you're doing. And every man of God who is in the house, and all of you for coming for this meeting. God bless you. And I know God is going to bless us tonight in Jesus' name. The message belongs to Him. Praise be to God. I want you to open your Bibles for the word. Are you ready for the word? The book of 2 Samuel. We'll read chapter 20. 2 Samuel, we read chapter 20. Let us read the word of God. And the Bible says, and there happened to be there a rebel, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, we have no share in David, nor do we have any inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents of Israel. So every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah from the Jordan as far as Jerusalem remained loyal to their king. Now David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in a seclusion and supported them, but did not go into them. So they were shut up for the day, to the day of their death, living in a widowhood. And the king said to Amasa, assemble the men of Judah for me within 3 days and present here yourself. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he delayed longer than the set time which David had appointed. And David said to Abishai, now Sheba the son of Bichri will do us more harm than Absalom. Take your Lord's servant and pursue him, lest he fight for himself at fortified city and escape. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your word. Your word is true. Your word is yea and amen. Your word has power. Lord, as I speak your word, I surrender to you. Speak to your people, Jehovah. Spirit of the living God, minister to your people tonight. Oh, they are expecting from you, Jehovah. Speak to them, King of Glory. We thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen. Praise be to God. I have realized in the days we are living, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Everything that is happening is in the scripture. Praise be to God. If you make the Bible your manual, praise be to God. If you make the Bible your constitution, it will take you to places you have never thought you can go. Praise be to God. The biggest and the best warfare weapon is the word of God. Tell your neighbor the word of God. And I want to repeat it and say, everything that is happening today is there in the word of God. We all know the story of David. David was a man. Since he was after God's own heart. We know how he reigned. We know how God chose him. Even before, praise be to God, before he was of age. And he was chosen to become the king of Israel after Saul had rebelled. Praise be to God. And during his when he was reigning, during his tenure, the time he was the king, he fought so many challenges. Praise be to God. He fought a challenge with his son Absalom, who had rebelled against him. Praise be to God. But listen to me, child of God. The Bible says in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 20, and there happened. Tell somebody happened. There happened to be a rebel. Praise be to God. Bwana asifiwe. Na mambo ikaanza kutendeka. And there was a rebel. There was somebody who rose against David. Praise be to God. I want to let you know, child of God, as long as we are in this world, there are things that will happen. Praise be to God. Others that we even don't understand. Others that we don't even know how to handle them. But it happened to David that there arose in his kingdom a rebel. And the Bible says his name was Sheba, the son of Bichri. Praise be to God. The Benjamin. He was a Benjamite. And he rose against David. He had strategies. He had planned on how to bring David down. He had planned. He has thought. Alikuwa amewaza. And he had laid all the plans. And he knew now a time has come when I must bring David down. I come to tell you, child of God, in this life we are living, there are people who are there. They are plotting and planning how to bring us down. And today, in the name of Jesus, I come to deal with this kind of people in the spirit and in the physical. Every plan of the enemy to bring you down. This is what I come we fight in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Munanisikia vizuri. It is time, hallelujah. It is time they leave you alone. Last time I preached to you about somebody called Ahab. You remember somebody saying gatekeeper. Ahab and this man who had a vineyard, Naboth, praise be to God. And I was telling you, Naboth was minding his own business. He was in his own shamba, and he did not have even a big shamba. But listen to me, as he was minding his own business, a whole king with lads and acres of lads was watching over the small shamba of Naboth to take it. Praise be to God. And you all know the story. He ended up dying before his time. Today I come to speak in your life. Any son of who? Son of Sheba, the son of Bichri in your life that is planning your downfall. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to bring him down before he brings you down. In the spirit, we are going to silence them. Somebody say hallelujah. And how did he do it? The Bible says that he blew a trumpet. Akehuwa karubeta. Mwadhani ya rohe oshi. Hallelujah. Can I use these languages? Praise be to God. And he blew a trumpet.
Kwea gima hua gerari age toru beta. Mona ni ora therema. Kwea gima hua gerari age toru beta. Today in the name of Jesus Christ, if there be somebody who is blowing a trumpet against your life, today in the name of Jesus, we are going to silence them in the name of Jesus. You can imagine David. He was doing very well until somebody rose up and he started to blow a trumpet. That version say he blew the lamb's horn and shouted, "We have no portion in David, no inheritance in Jesse's son. Each man to his tent." Can you hear me, child of God? And he started to shout and he blew a lamb's horn. Every horn that is being blown against your life, every home that is blown against your family, calling sicknesses and diseases by the enemy of your life, today in the name of Jesus, we are going to silence. Somebody say silence. Somebody say silence. We cannot keep quiet and watch by the son of Bikri bringing you down. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You just seeing some things are happening and you don't know what has just happened. Things changed overnight. There must be Sheba somewhere, the son of Bikri in the spirit. And today we are going to silence him. We are going to take the ram horn. He are going to take the trumpet and he is not going. Somebody say silence. Silence. What am I saying? We have to silence every negative voice that is being spoken against us in the spirit. Listen to me, child of God. Don't think that things just happen. Nothing just happened. There is a reason for everything. It must have come from somewhere. There is a reason why you came here. Don't you think you are an accident in America? It was planned by the Lord God before the foundation of the earth that you shall be in this place. I am not an accident here. I did not just come here. Listen to me. There is something God had done in the spirit for me to be here. Listen to me. Everything that happens in the physical, it must happen in the spirit. And now today I want us to deal with the things that are happening in the spirit before they manifest in the physical. We can be able to stop them in the name of... Are you hearing what I am saying? Tell your neighbor, we can stop them. Tell your neighbor, we can stop them. Everything that is happening in the physical, it first happened in the spirit. Praise be to God. Are you hearing me? Even before you came here, kuna watu wanapeananga story. Ambia wenzako story. Hallelujah. Nilikuwa naota na madege. Donaga adege ikiobuka. Gaiguo dokitira nega haiseo. Who doesn't have a story? Praise be to God. Before you came here, there was something that there was a sign. Tell your neighbor, a sign. And that is why I told some people, you keep on dreaming, eating and dining with Akina Uhuru. Somebody say a sign. There is something, there is a message that is being delivered. Are you hearing me? At times you dream. Yeah? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let us stop taking the spiritual matters rightly. Sometimes the Lord God is speaking to us and we are not understanding what he is saying. Praise be to God. Are you hearing what I am saying? Today in the name of Jesus, if there is any Sheba son of Bikri that is making decrees in the spirit, if there is a negative voice in the spirit, that is what brought me here in Dallas, that we silence that negative voice, that voice that says you can never make it in America, that is the voice I came with silence, that voice that says you can never succeed, that is the voice I come with silence, that voice that is in the spirit, that is saying this ministry cannot grow, that is the voice I came with deal with in the name of Jesus. I have given you, I gave you so many stories last time. I don't know whether I am remaining with some. Praise be to God. But listen to me, child of God. There are some declarations that are made that affect you even today. They were made when you are young, but they are affecting you even today. But today, in the name of Jesus, those voices is the ones I want to silence. Today, that is the job I have with you. We must silence those negative voices in the name of Jesus. Are you getting the message? Somebody say, silence! Leo Sheba lazima nyamaze. Hata ongea tena. Hata piga firimbi tena. In the name of Jesus. Dekohora urufirigireke. Akiuga gatarora wangare. Tauga dego die kuri arathie. Omodhine turamo kiria. Theini ware tuwarea jeso. Every other voice that is speaking against you, we are going to silence. And Sheba son of Bikri, he happened to be there. Kechakuwa ture baita. And he was saying, we have no portion in David. We have no inheritance in Jesse's son. And you know what happened? Don't joke around with that. People ran away from David. And they followed him. Until David panicked. I thank God Sheba shouted. Because if he did not shout, and he did things behind, maybe David would have lost it. But I thank God he was chosen by God. Are you hearing what I am saying? So there is a message I have for somebody tonight. Every spirit that has been shouting against you, when you are going to your destiny, and there is a screamer, there is a trumpet, there is a ram horn that is being shouted and saying you can never make it. I told you last night that words have power. Whenever words are spoken, they have power. Listen to me, child of God. I told you there are gates of the body that are powerful. When word is spoken, somebody say spoken words. Say with power, spoken words. Can you imagine that man had nothing? He had nothing to offer Israel. But because he spoke and he was shouting, people were ready to leave David and they were ready to follow him. You cannot afford to lose the battle because of an enemy of your life. You have gone too far to lose the battle. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to silence every horn, every trumpet shouting. Praise be to God. You see, a pastor is trying to gather people in church. Hallelujah. Trying to gather people for the work of God, even for praise and worship. And in the midst of the church, there is a Sheba son of Bikri. And he starts telling other people, Toniara to Tuaraku. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This man is not taking us anywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, I've had such people in church. Hallelujah. And they are bad. Praise be to God. In Kenya, there is one. Another pastor was giving a story. Yeah. And a lady came and just gave about 200,000 shillings in Kenya. And you know, that's a lot of money. But there was a Sheba in his church and he did not know. Sheba akamfuata. Akamwambia, "Eh, unatoa pesa kama hizo? Unajua tulitoa kama hizo hatujuangi zinaenda wapi?" That lady gave the money because she had pledged, but never came back to that church. Are you hearing what I am saying? Some of us are suffering because of some mouth that has come and destroyed and we did not know. Are you hearing what I am saying? Some people who just talk something behind your back and you did not know. Today we silence them. Today we silence them. Today we silence them. In the name of Jesus Christ. They just come behind your back. And the kind of things they say, the kind of talk they make, praise be to God, it makes you look like, yeah, kuna watu anakuona. Praise be to God. Unajua watu Kenya, they are funny. Praise be to God. Another person. Pastor came to America. Praise be to God. Now I can't say kusema niachitie kuthi America ni kuomagiraga mahinya. God, whether you like it or not. And the time has come for us to stop those voices in the name of Jesus. Have you never heard people say, "Hiyo familia sisi tutigoranaga nao." There is nothing you did. And they say from generations. Praise be to God. There is a trumpet. Hallelujah. There is a trumpet that is blown against your family. That ladies of that family, they can never hold a marriage. And when somebody tries to come and marry from your family, that person is stopped. Praise be God. I'm saying, if there is a voice, if there is a trumpet against your family that makes you not to succeed even in America, that is the voice to silence. If there is a voice against your finances that makes you whatever you try to do with your money, it's inevitable. I come to speak to you in the name of Jesus. We are going to silence that voice. If there is a voice that has passed that is saying you cannot, I come, we silence it. Praise God. I read for you last time Psalms 140. There is a scripture that says that utter poison is under their lips. Praise be to God. I don't know why God led me to speak these scriptures, but this is the message God wanted you to hear. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are not going to stop following what is right and follow what is evil, because there is a shout. There is so much out from the media, negative things against our country, but I refuse to listen to them. I choose to risk to see what I am seeing. Like now, you people who are here, if you listen to what is shouted in Kenya, you really don't want to come back. Because like the corruption is an animal waiting to swallow you from the airport. But listen to me. They are shouting and shouting. But in the ground, the job that is happening in our country, the roads that have been built in our country. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Things are happening. Positive things are happening. But what is being shouted? It is the negative things. There is a positive thing about that person that you heard in the name of Jesus. They say she can never make it. But there is a positive thing about that person. There is something good again about that person. I refuse to look at one side. I refuse to look at one side of the coin. There is another side of the coin. I know there is something they said, but I refuse to look at what they said. Let me look at the other side of David. When I look at the other side of David, I might not have inheritance in him, but I remember David killed Goliath. I remember David, he fought battles for us. I remember David, he is a man after God's own heart. I remember David. I refuse to listen to Sheba. I refuse to listen to the negative side. Tell your neighbor, there is another side. There is another side. There is another side of the coin. That story you had. There is another side. That story you had about our country. You know, I used to hear stories of America, and I did not want to come. But when I came, I saw another side. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, there is another side. They had told me, you cannot come here and remain saved. But listen to me, I have seen people who are praying more than those who are in our country. Can I speak this thing here? I have seen people who are hungry for God more than those who are back home. Praise be to God. I refuse to see the negative side. I am hearing there is another side. And what really made people to follow Sheba is because they never look at the other side of David. May God help people to look at the other side of you. I know they have heard the negative side. I know your husband has been told the negative side. I know your mother back home has been told the negative side. I pray God. You know, I came here the first time, and there was a cousin of mine. We all knew he was lost. Lost in drugs. Even the mother was suffering in depression, because she was sure Manawake ni orire America. Praise be to God. And when he heard what people are saying, he stopped communicating back home. And he decided to keep quiet. And he kept quiet for years. But when I came, this is why I love Facebook. He saw on Facebook that I'm in Delaware. He told me, man of God, I am in New Jersey, but I will come right where you are. I didn't know that he is my friend on Facebook, because even the name he puts, we don't know his name. The pictures he put, I said, who are you? And he told me who he is. said, give me your number. I gave him the number I was using. He called and he came. The Mwangi I knew is not the Mwangi I saw. I knew of a Mwangi who was drunk, drug addict, a Mwangi who cannot start, a Mwangi who we are waiting to enter into the care. But he came driving with his girlfriend and a child. And I said, God, I thank you. Father, I thank you. The first person to take me for buffet. I really enjoyed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The guy was okay. The guy is doing good. And he did not just leave me like that. He blessed me. You got guy. Oh, you know, I didn't get here. I even went to ask God to forgive me because I had believed Mwangi. There's no hope. Tell your neighbor there is a side you don't know. There is the other side you don't know. May God open your eyes that you may know the other side. Don't just look at one side. There is another side about your family that you don't know. Nikuri mwendo rio gisoso. Iguru ria musie waku utoe. Tosia na isu iranyu ajohi. He mwendo gi utoe. There is the other side. There is the other side. There is the other side. I pray for the other side. Let come out in your life, in your working place. Those who think you are a failure, let them see the other side in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor the other side. Tell your neighbor the other side. Look at a neighbor, even if he is not believing you, tell your neighbor, even if you see me, there is another side of me you don't know. Kwemwa no kewa kuitoi. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. They saw one side of David. Maybe he had made a mistake. And they said, we have no inheritance in him. But there is another side. There is another side. Praise be to God. There is another side. This side is taking me where? But I can turn around. The other side is better. Maybe you are in that situation because you are being on one side. I come to tell you tonight, turn to the other side. That pain we will go. There is another side. It's not only one side. Don't die there thinking it's only one side. You can turn around and face another mashakata. There is another side. I used to work in Uchumi. And there was a managing director, Shulesha. He used to tell us, Uchumi to your mama na baba. And whenever he would tell us, he would suck us. What do you call? You fire us. And when Uchumi went down and it closed, that is when I realized there is another side. Come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor there is another side. Tell your neighbor there is another side. Nikuri mweno kiukirora maundu magaruruke. But I know of a lady we were working with, and when it was closed, she died. Yeah, she had worked for 35 years there. When she saw in the news it has closed, I don't know what happened to her heart. You are the people who are following medicine a bit. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And she was taken to the hospital and she died. She did not know there is another side. I refuse to die like a fool because I know there is another side. Am I preaching to somebody? Am I blessing somebody tonight? There is another side. I refuse to hear the stories I've been hearing about America. I never knew there can be people who can fast in America when there is all that food. But I have seen there is another side. There are people who can fast and pray, Pastor Kingori. They are there. There is another side that I did not know. I come to speak to you. Even you, there is another side of you you don't know. It is any time you turn around and you see the potential in you. There are great things that you can do. do, but you are not being able to do.
What we need to do is to silence. Somebody say silence. Sheba bikiri.
We will silence Sheba who have been shouting to you behind your Maida that there is nothing you can do apart from that there can be no change in your life. There are those voices you have been hearing.
Those are voices I want to silence. And once we silence those voices you hear behind your back, praise be to God. You are going to achieve things you never thought you can achieve. You are going to go to levels you never thought you can go.
Ah, listen to me, child of God. There is another voice that is speaking better than the voice you have been listening to every day. Today, I choose not to be listening to news of Kenya every day.
Because these people are just being bringing negative reports. There is no one time they are going to give us a positive report. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just negative. Negative after negative, another negative. There is nothing positive. Hallelujah. I can imagine David, and he was a king, and now he has seen people are leaving him because somebody is shouting things against his life. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there is any shout against your life that you are hearing or you are not hearing, may it be silenced today in the name of Jesus. If you are not even hearing it today, whether you are hearing or you are not hearing it today, may the Lord silence that voice in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever shout of the enemy against your life today.
Kaida ina thina nawe no he mugambo wa Sheba mugambo cio rogikira iro cio ngicheba wa bikiri tamwire na gikuyu gya kwanyu Sheba wa bikiri ayayayayayaya gaka kamutheke hithite muno thini wa ibukuri ya Second Samuel nigetha gature gatunyamaragia every Sheba wa bikiri uri okoretwa gikugia. Today I silence him. Gotire hede gya kwanerera thini wa ritwa ria Jesu maria makoretwa makianirirwo omothe dauga makire thini wa ritwa ria Jesu aria maranirira ni okuvutwa wira omothe ni damakiria nduri mundu ugukuvuta wira thini wa ritwa ria Jesu. There is another voice. If one voice said you die, I hear another voice that is saying you not die, that you live to declare the goodness of God.
Yeah, there is another voice. There is another voice. Not the one you heard. Thank you for the one you heard. But there is another voice that is speaking better things. There is another voice that is speaking life to you. I speak life to you today. I speak life to you today. Where there is death in your life, I speak life to you today. In the name of Jesus, there is another voice. For a long time, we have been listening to one voice. Oh, for a long time, we have been listening to one voice. A voice that is telling us we are useless. Today I speak to you, you are not useless. You are useless people are in mortuary. But you are alive and you are here. You are useful and important. Somebody say, I am important.
Omothe onaguo ni okire.
If there is a voice that said that your brothers will never go anywhere, today I silence that voice in the name of Jesus. If there is another voice, ireugire atiriri ati kwanyu gutire mundu kahaisa ndege, today I silence it.
I gave you a story last time and I want to repeat. Hallelujah. There was a guy, one time I was called to preach in Mombasa. Praise be to God. And I decided to go. we in Kenya, man of God, we have people we call Amapera. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Are you hearing what I am saying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It happens. So when you come to Kenya, you see it. Don't think. Tell your neighbor it's another level. So. Man of God, I know he sweats more than me. He would need to. So, I decided to go with one guy. Jama moja wa church. Nikamua, I go with him to Mombasa. Praise be to God. And we went to the airport. I repeat this story because I love it. We went to the airport. When we are at the airport, we were to travel at, was it 10 or 8? I think 8. And at 8 we were at the airport. And I had an announcement. The plane leaving to Mombasa, is it 2 or 4? At 8, we not leave at 8. It will leave at 10. Then we waited. At 10, I had the plane leaving for Mombasa that was supposed to leave at 10. It will leave at 11. I told this guy, you know, no idea, he said, that guy. Tokoni kwanyu kwena maudu marauga. And you know, I was joking. Talk on the shape of a big kid on all the theater again. Ahua, doko aisha. Somebody work out. Oh, Naga, okay, the echo get a visa. I go up in the America. Dokuneo. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? The more I understand. Then I told him. Tokoro. And you know, I was joking. Tokoro anyway. When a problem. Tokoni kwanyu. Kweri omudu takai zadege. The guy became serious. Yonad karumukari now. Giga kai odi ajabi di airport. Giga sheka baba baba. Sheka baba baba. Aki ko kwin ko ba yira gi. Sheka baba. You got God, I was joking. And he got so serious. And he went there and he prayed. After some time he came. Told me, Apostle, daddy, you nimemaliza. Immediately nikasikia, dege inayokuwa inaenda Mombasa, it is ready for boarding. He said, I am not sure whether that was it. But anyhow, it works. Sheba Bikri is dead. Kukikowe Sheba ugiragia ukinye haria gayareta. Wadhi weka kegeli okiana asinyoka iwa. Ukagua, uturago uguaga. Omothi arotorio in the name of Jesus Christ. Every Sheba Bikri, today we defeat that voice in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, ah! Somebody say, ah! Whatever voice they make against you, we silence it. I read somewhere in Psalms. I wish I can remember that psalm. It is not funny. Because it says, at night, they go around barking like a dog. I don't know. It is in the book of Psalms. They go around the house barking like a dog. It is. I wish I had just checked that. Oh, my sister, you can check. Just check it. It's in the book of Psalms. They go around your compound. They go around your house barking like dogs. It's the Bible. It's the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every voice, every back. Na nwe kinya madiko ni matuwerete kutirio na agu yega tokogera. You know what, mama di come out. And we have to look for those scriptures and release them. Because it is time we know the truth. And the truth will set us free. So the guy after doing that warfare. Psalms 59 verse 6. Can you see that? Can you read yourself? Can you please do for us
59 from verse 1 to 6. You know, these are some of the things that are not preached. Because people will say, what is he talking about? Not 59. Oh, it's also deliver me. Deliver me from my enemies. My God, protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who practice sin. And save me from men of bloodshed. Look, Lord, they set an ambush for me. Powerful men attack me. But not because of any sin, theologically, or any rebellion of mine. For no fault of mine, they run and take up a position. Awake to help me and take notice. You, Lord, God of hosts, God of Israel, rise up to punish all the nations. Do not show grace to any wicked traitors. Praise be to God. They return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowling around the city. Is it the word of God? Is it my story or the word of God? It is the word of God. Aliyo the mathiroka nyoba gwaku tuko marara mageta ngui omothe ni damakiria theini waritwa ria Jesus. Wherever they are today, they are silent in the name of. That is the word of God. They deliver me from my enemies, my God. They go shouting, my enemies, God, deliver me. Why was this psalm written? If you don't need deliverance from them, may God deliver us from our enemies. May God deliver us from them. They have been holding you, shouting against you. But the Lord will deliver us. So I will go back to where I was saying before. I went there. As I finish, listen to me. And listen carefully. In your life, in your generation, if there is a declaration, any demonic declaration that was made, that is still operation even today, may it be broken in the name of Jesus. May it be broken in the name of Jesus. I saw it. There were time, man of God, we were drinking. And every time we drink, when we open a bottle, and you know, you just think it's funny. It's not funny. It's a serious thing. It's a covenant that is in operation, that is speaking even today. And people are suffering. Families are suffering in drunkenness. You try to pray for deliverance of these children, and they are not being delivered until you go to the root. Listen to me, child of God. If there is any declaration that is not of God that was made against your family today, in the name that is above every other name, I take power and authority given to us by the Lord Jesus, and I silence it in the name of Jesus. I don't know whether there was a declaration concerning my armor bearer. But all I know is one. After he prayed, we were able to go to Mombasa. Are you getting what I'm saying? After prayer, we are going to go. We were able to go to Mombasa. And I have seen these things. But there is a God in heaven. There is a God who is all powerful. There is a God who is nothing is impossible with him. And today we are going to call that God in the name that is above every other name. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nasheba othe wabikiri. Okoretwa kianirira maundu kinyume na ithwe. Omothe madego toigua rike. Omothe onauga gutikohika. Nitwarega kuigua mugambo wake. Kwenda kuigua mugambo wa Ngai. Mugambo wa Ngai urauga atiriri. Ati nie no ngohotana. Ona kuria ndirerwo ni ngohotwo. Kwi mugambo wa Kayoraria, Orauga no go tana, Mugaboa Gayoroga Tere, I am the head and not the tail, Mugaboa Gayoroga Tere, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. There is another voice I can hear. I refuse to hear the voice of tradition. I refuse to hear the voice of tradition. I refuse to hear the voice of Gekoyo and Mobi. There is another voice I can hear that is speaking positive things about me. I refuse to hear the voice of failure. Ah, there is another voice of he who died in Calvary. There is another voice of he who shed his blood in Calvary. He is saying, I am delivered. He is saying, my children are delivered. He is saying, I am free. There is another voice. For so long we have listened to Sheba. Today the Lord say, don't listen to him again. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Don't follow him anymore.
Because you have followed that voice. Let somebody stand up today in the presence of God. Let somebody stand up tonight. In the name of Jesus, just stand up in the presence of God. For today, there is a battle we are going to fight. We are going to win this battle. You are tired of those voices. Can you open your voice? If you are tired, go to the foreign. Somebody pray, somebody pray. Somebody pray in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Shandarababo. Rekenderebabo za. Nedaregana sebo abikiri. Korea guo de anya nereire. Nedaregana guo. Every voice against me, every voice that is shouting, every decree that I made, every demonic decree, I cancel them today in the name of Jesus. Every demonic decree, I cancel them today. Every voice of Sheba, the son of Dibikri, today, Mashanda, Rikondorobo Zata, Rikondorobo Ganda, Rikondorobo Zeta, Rikondorobo Zata, Rekandaraba Baba, Reketerebo Zakana, Rekondorobo Zata, Rikenderebo Zakana, Rekata Baba, Rekatara Baba, Rekatara Baba, Rekata Baba, Rekatara Babo Zai. Reboza tarabaganda, rikondoroboza. Somebody silence every voice. Somebody silence every voice. Kugogi o the kiano woki nyume na kanithoyo. Kugogi o the kiano wode kinyume. Kugogi o the kiano woki nyume. With your life, can you silence it? Silence it. When you are going through that pain, there are words that went through. When you are going through that ejection, words went through. Oh, kandarabababoza, rekandarababa. When you are going through that pain, there are voices. Voices that went through. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Rikondorobo zata. Rikenderebo zekenderebabo. Rekatarabaganda. Rekenderebo zatarababo. Rekandarabaganda. Rekatarabaganda rababo. Rakatabagazata. Rekatabaganda. Rekatarabosa. Rekatarabaganda. Rekenteraboganda. Rekatarababa. Rekatarababosa. Reketebazanda. And every voice, oh Rabo Shataraba, even that voice that said Kenyans are thieves, we silence that voice, we silence that voice, we silence that voice in the name of Jesus. Rekondorobosa, Mugabosio Ganemo Atate Adate, Adonoma Sokio Moshe, Nagone Tuao Kiria Dokaya Naifet, Lotria Domage Sokio Moshe, they know are Tuaria Jesu, Mugabo, the Orekereio Kai, or the Orekereio Kai, or the Orekereio Rene, Otarewaku Muadani, Dogakina Neran. Every spoken curse, every voice in the spirit, it will never manifest. That is not of God. We refuse it now in the name of Jesus. Every negative voice that is released, it will never manifest. We declare the head of Sheba, son of Bikri, you die tonight. Son of Bikri, we finish you tonight. Son of Bikri, we silence you. Where Sheba Morua Bikiri, when it wago Kiria Mudena Mode, Otorita Wanereira Maoto, Kinumena Metore Ito, Netuago Kirio to call Mode, we silence you, we silence you, we silence you, Sheba, we silence you, Sheba, we silence you tonight, in the name of Jesus, we silence you tonight, every Sheba of Bikri, that spirit of Sheba that is following our people, we silence it today. Mugabe made an announcement. We silence what Mugabe said. Triumph made an announcement. We silence what he said. Netwa kiriya Mugabo. Oh, they were Sheba. They knew are it were a jesh. Shandarabozata. Rekondoroboza. Mozata bababa. Rekondoroboza. Shatarabaganda. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Every poisonous tongue. Every poisonous tongue. Madam, please put for me Psalms 140 there. Because today we need to silence poisonous tongues. In the name of Jesus. We need to silence every barking. Every barking around our house. Every barking in the name of Jesus, we need to silence it in the name of Jesus. We need to take power and authority. The Lord has given us power and authority. Yesterday we said that the Bible says we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Today we shall decree whatever has been decreed against us in the name of Jesus. We will silence it. Every demonic decree, this is what we will silence. This is my message today. Silencing the demonic decree. Silencing the demonic decree. We silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. We take power. We take authority in the name of Jesus. Psalms 140 verse 1. All 2 verse 1, 2 and 3. What does the Bible say? Continue verse 2. Free me, O Jehovah, from the evil man. Preserve me from the man who devise mischief in their heart. Every day are they banded together for war. They sharpen their tongues. Somebody say sharpen tongues. They don't sharpen tongues to eat meat. They don't sharpen tongues to sing well. They sharpen tongues to do what? Like a serpent. And as poison is under their lips. Every poisonous tongue. Today that has spoken and made a decree. I gave you a story of a woman last time I was here. Who had 8 daughters. Nagutire wahikaga na maria dhaka. But the woman started to do a research. What is it? But her friend was coming every day. For many years. That voice got somewhere in the spirit. And the girls were not getting married until that time. He called the servant of God. And this is why I always tell people when I'm preaching, in your life you need a man of God. You need a prophet in your life. Some people don't want to hear that even in America. But can I say it and say it very well? You need a prophet in your life. You need somebody who can speak to your life. Even me, I am a pastor. But I know my spiritual father. Bere ajuke goko thia gamo tureri amaru. Gamo ilava avadadhi America. Akajira uoko akajira thiena dukorio ne moto. Daki nyaha mageri ya kojoli ya makaremo. Because there is a voice that are being released. Yes. You need a prophet. You will not say amen on this, but I will say it 30 times that you need a man of God on your life. You need somebody who can lay hands on you. You need somebody who can call at the middle of the night and say, there are voices I'm hearing. I need help. Yeah. You are looking at me with very righteous eyes. But some of you hear noise voices at night and they don't understand. You need a man of God. You need a spiritual authority. Who is a spiritual authority? You need somebody who can speak over your life. I know we want to have the big and big and big man. T.D. Jakes is my spiritual father. Can you call him now? I love the man of God. I have nothing against him. I just love him so much. I love him. I wish you can take me to his church. I love it. But can he pick your phone right now? If you're in trouble. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You need a man of God. You need somebody who can prophesy. You need somebody who can say things when they are not working. Let there be a way. Let me tell you something. I was here tonight. Listen to me. Raised Moses. And when God raised Moses, who is your Moses? Open your mouth. Speak to the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus. Shandarabazata. Rikondorobo zatabaganda. Rekete bazakarababuzai. Reketa bagazatarababu. Rikendiribu zetiribabu nanda. Rikondorobo zetarabaganda. Rebosa Karababa, Rikantarabagaza Tarababu, Rekende Rebosa Taya, in the name of Jesus. I want to pray with some people here before I hand over this microphone. And don't be afraid of people because this is purity of the Spirit. There are things you have been hearing at night you have not been understanding. Some noises you've been hearing in your sleep. And sometimes you're even afraid to sleep. The Spirit of God says, tonight you'll be delivered. If you are there, don't be afraid of what people will say or think. Come here. Some of these things are not very popular. But when the Lord say, call for this altar call, I don't hesitate, I call. You have been having sleepless night. There are things you have been hearing. You have not been understanding. What is that? But there is something. You are not understanding what it is. Today the Lord want to help you in the name of Jesus. If you are there, you are in that category, please come here in the name of Jesus. For tonight the Lord will see you through in the name of Jesus. There is another category I want to call. If you are there still, I'm waiting for you as I call the others, because the Lord God is here. You see some things in your family, they are not right. There could be a decree that is not of God and you want us to break it. Come here. Name of Jesus. There could be a decree, there could be a spoken word that is holding that family, there could be a spoken word that is somewhere, is holding somewhere, and you want to break it today. Do not be afraid. Come it, come here, and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. For the Lord God is here with us tonight in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the house of God. 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 So many things are having a struggle in your life. Other people that you came here with in America, they are being able to do those other things. Now come here. There could be somebody who spoke a word when you came to this land and said you will not succeed. Come here. I pray for you. Adoriam Wokira now. They are doing so well. But you are still in the same place. That spirit of stagnation. Come near. Don't be afraid of people. People will not help you. But the Lord I'm calling you to, He will help you and deliver you in the name of Jesus. Sandarabo. Rekandarababozai. Rekenderebozatai. Rekandarababozai. Somebody lift up your hearts as I pray for these who have come in the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hearts. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Oh God Almighty, blessed be the Lord God. You are holy God. You are holy Jehovah. Your name is mighty. You are awesome. Oh Lord, we love you. I thank you for your daughter God. She has not been afraid of what people will say. But she has come for this altar call. Lord, I pray, Jehovah God, that you shall come through for your daughter, God. Lord, I break every negative voice in the name of Jesus. Every forces of the enemy. Everything, Jehovah, she has not been understanding. Whether in dreams or in real life. Today, in the name of Jesus, I speak order. In the name of Jesus, if there be generation of words that were spoken, my God, I silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I speak, my God, that she shall hear the good news. In the name of Jesus. That Jesus came so that she can have life and have it in abundance. Yes. And I hear the Lord say to you, do not be afraid. I am with you. Yes. I will see you through. Do not listen to other voices. Listen to my voice. I will give you a sign of good. Yeshata rabozata. Rikende rabozatai. I will give you a sign of good. I will prove to you that I am with you. Do not be afraid. Stand strong. I will show you the way. The Lord loves you. The Lord cares for you. And anything that have been a hindrance in your life, today the Lord has dealt with it. Your life will not remain the same. In Jesus' name. Just lift up your hands. Father, I thank you. Rikodabazatai, Rikandarabuzata, Rikodurubuzeta Baganda, Retarababaga. Oh Lord, oh Lord, nothing is hidden of you concerning this lady, oh God. You know everything, King of Glory. Jesus, you died for her. Jesus, you came so that she can have life and have it in abundance. And today, my God, I speak to every forces that are being a hindrance to this woman. Oh God, I address them tonight. Roho wothe wa seba wa bikiri wanagiriro yudego kinyanira wanagiriro yudego therema. I silence this spirit. I silence this spirit. I fight our battles. I fight our battles in the spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. And I speak like a man of God, that there shall be seen a serious change in her life from today. In the name of Jesus, I speak the other side. The other side of things. My God and my Father, Mwadhanigai, come through for her. Nitodo ni ugarura giradu muturire. Garurira dugateno muturire. Mugemelie muturire. Na walea mahura na ganake. Thini wavururi wa kiroho. Hura na naotodo wengai. Daigira kwa omoshe. Damo mora na dakiria. Every voices of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit. Every power. Every demonic force. I silence it. Your story will turn to a testimony. I don't know your story, but you know your story. Very soon it will be a testimony. And you tell people what the Lord has done. Yes, it will be a testimony that will change the lives of people. Your story. And one thing I know, you are blessed of God. You are blessed of God. No other voice will say otherwise. You are blessed of God. You are blessed of God. Just go out of this hole knowing you are blessed of God. Go confessing. You will not die. You will live to declare the goodness of God. You will live to declare the goodness of God. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. God is going to deposit another joy that you did not have. There are people who will not understand you from today, because the Lord is depositing another joy. And that shall be your strength. And woman, I call you blessed. You are so loved of God. I call you blessed. Jesus' name. Just lift up your hearts. In the name of Jesus. Shandarabuzai. You are not what the You are what God says. Whatever they have said, don't mind about it. Whatever they have said, don't think about it. You are not what they have said. You are what God has said. And there is a good report of you, even from the Lord. There is a good report of you, even from the Father. It is the other side of you they don't know. They don't know it. They don't know it. But the Lord say, tell her there is a good report. And when God brings good reports, oh my goodness. When Elizabeth received the good report that she will bear a son, oh, even if Erekana did not believe, Elizabeth was full of joy because there was a good report. The good report brings fruits. The good report brings success. The good report. And I hear the Lord say, tell her, there is a good report. There is a good report. You have received so many other negative reports. But today, receive the good reports. Yes, in your life, in the name of Jesus, receive the good report. Let the blessings of God be upon you. Receive the good report. Let your ears hear the good report. You will not hear the issue report you have heard. And please listen again. You are not what they say you are. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hearts. It has been long. It has taken long. You have been waiting for some time. And you have been wondering, where are you, my God? You are almost giving up. And you are saying, my story is never changing. My story has remained the same. But I hear the Holy Spirit whisper to me, tell her a time has come when I am changing the story. I come to show her the way. I come to prove that I am God and I have power to bless and to lift. May the Lord lift you in this season. In this season. Jesus died for you. Father, I bless this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, my God, whenever I will ever come back here, I shall fight a new report from her. I shall fight testimonies of the great things you have done. I silence every Sheba, every son of Bikri in her life in the name of Jesus. And I declare the blessings of God. Woman, go with the blessings of God. Go with the blessings of God. But I hear this in my spirit. Also tell her, I know her case. Jesus knows your case. People might not know. The people you go with to church with might not know. Your neighbors might not know. But Jesus said, I know her case. Oh, that is a wonderful statement from Jehovah. I know your case. The Lord knows your case. And if he knows your case, he will solve it. You have not been able to share with many people. But the Lord says, I know your case. Go, knowing that God knows your case. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Have you been ministered to? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's always another side. Man, what a powerful message. Don't you think it's amazing how people can be looking at you just one side and they criticize you? They judge you. Yes, Pastor. They judge you. There's nothing good that can come out of their mouth. But you know what? Every human being that God has created, there's a good in them. Some good, you know? Hata kama you don't even know it, but God knows that there's some good in you. Powerful message, my God. You know, we need to dwell on the positive side of each and every person. No matter what people talk about, even the people who are homeless or people who you think don't amount to nothing, there's some good in them. Amen. Looking on the other side. Thank you so much, man of God. We appreciate you. Amen. We want to give to the Lord. Amen. And as we do so, I would like to give this chance as our ushers prepare. I'd like to give this chance to my friend, Pastor Jackson Kingori, to come and greet the church. This is one of the fathers we have in the city, and we honor him. Amen. Our story goes many, many, many years with him. And truly, truly, I know that this is a father. He's one of the gatekeepers that we have, Pastor, Apostle, you know, Peter. You know, to have him here, it's a great honor. Can you welcome him with a hand to come and greet the church? Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Tony. I really don't have anything to add except to say there is what? Another side. Amen. And as long as you have a mouth, you need to declare it. Hallelujah. You know, that word was aligning itself with the words we had in our conference. That as long as you have a mouth, you can change your story. Amen. And for you to be able to see that other side, you must declare it. Don't wait for someone to come and declare for you. We're being reminded about this man in the book of Acts chapter 3 who was being taken to the beautiful gate. And the Bible says that though he was being taken to the beautiful gate, he didn't realize that the gate was beautiful, but yet he was being taken to the beautiful gate. And I feel the Lord saying that your solution was there before your problem. Amen. Your solution was there before your problem. Amen. So as we go out of this place, Let us go knowing that no matter whether people like it or not, there is another side. Hallelujah. Whose report are we going to believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Amen. I'm so blessed. Thank you so much, men of God. I just want to come and tap. And my cup is overflowing. I mean, it's overflowing. Amen. I'm so glad that this evening is a different evening. Amen. And empowerment, I want to tell you, there is a better side of you. Hallelujah. I think this is like being given a new injection personally to start seeing that there's a better side. Amen. May the Lord bless you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I think I'll have to come here tomorrow because I won't tap. Amen. And please invite other people. Let them come and receive. Let them come and receive. For how shall they know unless we tell them? It's almost a wastage to bring this man of God all the way from Kenya with the anointing that he carries in the city of dollars, and people don't know there's such anointing. Amen. Help us to get people here tomorrow so that they can receive the same double portion of the blessings of God. Amen. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Also tonight we have another a servant of the Lord, Evangelist Hilda. Please come and greet us. And as we do so, we want to prepare yourselves to give to the Lord. Evangelist, do you want to speak from there or you want to come here? Praise the Lord.
Praise the living God. Are you blessed? On my side, I'm very, very blessed. Because there is another side. I don't care what people are talking about me, but I am happy to know I have another side. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle. I tried to reach you, and even maybe you didn't know who you called. And I thank God you are in the city, and for sure we will invite people so that they may come and hear the word of God. What I believe is unity. Unity, change. And teamwork make the dream work. So, for people to hear what God has brought in this city, we have to invite. If we don't receive a prophet, we will not receive the prophetic reward. Guess what? I'm getting mine. Last weekend I got one from Pastor Kingori's church. Ha ha. And I'm going. I know where I'm going. I know why I'm here in America. Pastor Tony, thank you so much for the man of God. And we are blessed. Hallelujah. My total ashokia gado. Ne gai kurehe. Dukateno ya gai. Ajira ne kawega kumwa ne kuga nagikoyo. I may say this. When you sit down with these old people, please, just tell them slowly by slowly. Because sometimes we are praising, and when they go out, they cannot. It's like a guanago makegosa. Hallelujah. They want also to tap. Nimekweda kwenyitira. Mwadha nituwa muradhime. Nidemwedete. And let's come tomorrow. You may tell us what time. And we will show up. Thank you. God bless.
We appreciate you. Amen. We want to give to the Lord, and as we do that, just to echo the words of the man of God who just WhatsApp somebody, call somebody, tell them about this meeting. You know, as Pastor Jack said, it would be so unfair to bring, you know, Apostle Wainaina with the anointing that he carries. Surely this man has the anointing. He's carrying the anointing, and he has a word for Dallas. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to promise to tell somebody who is not here? Remind them, you know. Sometimes you may have to call them a few times to let them know that there's something happening in this place. Sister Vero, we acknowledge you. Thank you so much. It's an honor to see you. Sister Nancy, the Nancy's, thank you so much. And all of you who came here tonight, we bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Fine, do we have a cup of something, of tea after this? Okay, so there's going to be a cup of tea, and the ministers of the gospel, will, you know, will there's a room with, we'll go there, and then we can be able to fellowship together. Now, why don't we pray for the offering? Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. Thank you for ministering to us, dear Lord. And thank you, Father, for the honor and the privilege to be in your presence. Thank you for bringing Apostle Peter Wainaina to us. And Father, we receive him because he carries a prophetic word for the city. I thank you, Father, because you reminded us that there's another side of looking at things. Some of us, Lord, we've been just derailed by the enemy, and he has made us focus on one particular thing. But here tonight, Holy Spirit, you're reminding us that there's another side. Oh God, help us to dwell on that other good side of our careers, another good side of our friends, another good side of our church, another good side of the people that we relate with, another good side of our family members, another good side of everything that we encounter each and every day. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Tomorrow is going to be another wonderful time and expedition in your presence. Father, help us, Lord, even to send word. And those people that will receive this word shall come and bask in the presence of the Lord. I thank you, Father, for each and every person who came here tonight. Lord, I speak your protection even as they later go home. I speak your divine counsel over their lives in the name of Jesus. I declare that no accidents will come near their way. I declare that they'll be healthy enough to come back tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Open up our ears of understanding that we may hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to the church in Dallas. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you're good, and thank you for your fresh masses that are new every day. We thank you also even for the seeds that we are just about to give to you. Lord, may you receive them. May you receive them with gratitude. And we are giving with our whole hearts. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we are going to rise up and bring our offerings to the front here. And as you do so, the Lord is going to bless you. And then we are going to wind up with a word of the grace. Sister Catherine, do you have something to say? Okay. All right. Just stand up. Let us come and bless the Lord.
The reporter, I want to know whose report will you believe? We shall believe the reporter. For his report says I am healed. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report says victory. Tell me whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the time. Shall believe the report.
I want to know whose report will you believe?
We shall believe the report of the Lord.
Tell me whose report will you believe?
We shall believe the report of the Lord.
For
his report says I am healed. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report says.
Amen. Hallelujah. We can stand up, hold the hand of the person standing next to you, and we can bid each other the words of the grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. Tomorrow we want to be here by 6 so that we can have an hour of prayer. And then the meeting officially begins at 7 p.m. Send word. Tell everybody. Let us come here. Let us get blessed. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.